Chapter 5, Brave Work. Take chances. Make mistakes. That's how you grow. Pain nourishes your courage. You have to fail in order to practice being brave. Mary Tyler Moore. Each and every day, you build a body of work. It consists of any place in your life where you add value, whether that's through your job, through how you lead your family, friends, or community, or even how you treat the barista at your favorite coffee shop. Your body of work stands as a testament to what you truly value, regardless of what you say. Your intentions don't matter, your actions define you. Many people speak boldly about what they value, but their actions don't align with their words. They take arbitrary stands on issues only to backpedal the moment the stand becomes inconvenient or gets in the way of something else they want. They are quick to judge others for not acting bravely, but they are not willing to put themselves and their reputation or career on the line for what they say they believe in. You are not your work in that it is not the sum of your identity, but in many ways, you are your work because it's an expression of what you believe. Your body of work stands as a lasting testament to where you chose to spend your finite time, attention, and energy, and the impact that it has will long outlast your physical time on this planet. It will echo for years to come and in the lives of the people you influence. Are you building a body of work you can point to with pride? Is it representative of your values and aspirations, or is it the sum of your greatest compromises? Every day, you have the precious opportunity to approach your work with an ethic of bravery. As Gretchen Rubin wrote, "What you do every day matters more than what you do once in a while." You can choose to do what's right even when it's inconvenient. You can earn the reputation of someone who backs up their words with actions. And most importantly, you have the chance to take small actions that funnel up into a body of work that represents you well. Regardless of whether you work in the context of a team, on your own, in a workplace, remotely, and regardless of the kind of work that you do, there are principles you can follow to ensure that you are choosing brave action. Own your words and actions. Be an individual with a backbone. If you say or do something, accept the consequences, whether good or bad, for your choice. Never throw a teammate under the bus in order to save your own reputation. This may require a lot of bravery when the political winds are blowing against you. It's not easy to own up to a mistake or something you said when it means that you may have to pay a cost in order to do so. However, when you don't own your words and actions, you strike a crack in your trustworthiness and weaken your foundation. You also create internal dissonance or a gap between what you say you believe and what you actually practice. Over time, this gap can dramatically affect not only your coworkers' willingness to trust you, but even your own sense of self. It's a terrible thing when others don't trust you, but you're in far worse shape when you don't trust yourself. It's best to own your words and actions and bravely stand behind them or admit when you are wrong. This doesn't mean playing the martyr or seeking ways to take arrows for the mistakes of others. Rather, it means a willingness to stand behind your intuition and your actions and assume responsibility for the results, whether good or bad. Surprisingly, people trust you more when you assume responsibility for a bad result and can explain why it occurred than when you claim credit for a good result but have no idea why it was successful. Be brave enough to own what you say and what you do, and your collaborators will return the favor with trust. Here's a question. Have you ever experienced someone refusing to own their words and actions? What did it feel like? Have you ever done it? If so, can you do it differently next time? Encourage. This literally means to put courage into others. Brave people embolden the people around them, speak words of affirmation to them, and cheer them on to be their best. They are not threatened by the successes of others. It's difficult to encourage your peers if you see the workplace as a scarce pool of resources to be fought over. It may seem like elevating the perception of a peer might be a threat to your own advancement. However, it's important to shed this scarcity mindset and recognize that there is no finite bound to available credit. By being a person willing to speak courage into others and build their perception in the eyes of the organization or even themselves, you amplify generosity and goodwill among your peers. and if they don't reciprocate, who cares? You are not responsible for their body of work, and they are not responsible for yours. The only thing you need to concern yourself with is whether you approached your work and relationships today in a manner consistent with your values. When you're on mission, input from others becomes an essential part of success. We need other people to help us understand ourselves fully. We can only understand who we are by fully understanding how others perceive and receive us. So, when you encourage someone else, you are pouring into them a clearer sense of identity and vision for who they are and who they are when they are at their best. You help them understand how to aspire to greater impact. You infuse a vision for a better possible future, and thus cultivate an environment in which they are more poised to be brave moving forward. If you want to work in a place where brave action is the norm, then start cultivating that environment right where you are. Own the 9 square feet around you and pour courage into others when you see them doing something great. Here's a question. Who can you encourage today? Don't just flatter them, be specific and pour courage into them. Embrace personal growth even when you look foolish. Some people fear trying new things, learning new skills, or tackling new kinds of projects because they fear that if they fail, they will be found out. Brave people know that occasional failure is simply a part of doing hard things. If you lift the same weight over and over for 5 years, you will not get stronger. If you run the same distance at the same pace for months at a time, your cardiovascular health will not see much improvement. It's only when you stretch beyond your comfort zone that you begin to see results. Similarly, if you aren't learning new skills and deploying them in your work, you will eventually stagnate. If you aren't setting goals for improvement and striving to stretch yourself, your effectiveness will wane. Be brave enough to fail your way to growth. Don't fear failure. Fear stagnancy caused by atrophy. Question. What do you suspect you need to get better at to help you pursue your goals, but have been avoiding? Share your ideas even when they aren't received. You cannot control whether someone else likes your ideas, but you can control whether or not you share them. The regret for inaction is too high a price to pay. In my work with high-capacity teams, one common thread among those who are especially effective is that they are quick to share ideas with one another even before those ideas are fully formed. Doing so has a few effects. It sends a signal to the group that having a bad or not fully formed idea is often one step on the path toward having a good one. And it shows everyone that the group is trustworthy enough to tolerate a bad idea and simply incorporate it into the process. Sharing ideas early and often reinforces a sense of personal agency, which increases the likelihood of brave action. And exhibiting candor in dealing with those ideas builds trust between team members as well. If an idea isn't ready for prime time, we need to acknowledge the fact and work together to improve it or find a new one. However, it's often the case that premature ideas spark insights in a teammate that lead to a more effective, mature idea. Had you never shared your initial instinct, the aha may never have occurred. It takes collective bravery to trust one another with our most vulnerable ideas and bits of intuition. Be brave enough to share the first idea, even when it feels risky. Question: Is there an idea you've been holding on to that you need to share with others? When and how will you do it? Refuse to compromise your values, even when it costs you something. Had there been more brave people willing to speak up about what they saw, fiascos like Theranos, Enron, and the Great Recession could have been averted or greatly mitigated. However, individuals often feel helpless when the problem seems so big and realize that speaking up might cost them their reputation or career. Brave people do what's right, even when it might cost them everything they've worked for. If you are willing to compromise your values in small ways in order to avoid discomfort, you set yourself up to compromise in much larger, more damaging ways later. Be a person who acts upon their convictions, even when it might cost you. What do you value and refuse to compromise on, no matter what? Have you ever considered this question? If you haven't, you are more likely to be tossed with the wind, making convenient choices for personal benefit rather than acting bravely in critical moments. Question: what are the personal values that you refuse to compromise no matter what? Make a short list. You can refine them over time. These help define your vision of a better possible future. Compete for purposes of cause, not for comfort. In his book, Finite and Infinite Games, philosopher James Carse argued that many people are often playing the wrong kind of game at the wrong time. A finite game is one where there are clear rules, a clear winner and loser, and a finite time frame. For example, football, baseball, and cricket. Everyone understands the rules, and there is a clear scoreboard that determines the winner when time runs out. On the other hand, infinite games are those for which there is no end. Rather, the goal of an infinite game is to keep the game going. For example, while a CEO may say, "We're going to beat the competition and be number one," there's no such thing as winning business. Instead, the goal is continual growth and the pursuit of results that matter to the organization, whatever they might be. As you consider your work and your career, are you approaching it with a finite or an infinite mindset? Are you simply competing against others in order to get the next promotion? Or is there something else you are pursuing that transcends the temporary wins and losses you experience along the way? Cowards climb the ladder because of what it brings them in terms of comfort and accolades. Brave people are driven by principles and cause. To be clear, there's nothing wrong with comfort as a byproduct of great work. Comfort is not the enemy. The pursuit of comfort in the place of the pursuit of great work causes many people to settle into a place of mediocrity and cowardice. If comfort is more important to you than cause, you are more likely to make choices that feel good but take you nowhere. Increased platform equals increased impact, but to what end? If climbing the ladder is solely for purposes of winning a finite game inside of your organization, your success will eventually feel hollow. However, if you see your career progress as a means to increase your impact and influence those around you, you're playing an infinite game where everyone wins when you succeed. Be the person who bravely competes on the basis of cause, not comfort. Question: what is the infinite game you are playing? What greater cause or good are you pursuing? Your work is an expression of what you value. How you collaborate, lead, and add value to the people around you funnels up into a body of work that will stand as a testament to your time on this planet. Will that body of work represent you well? The best way to minimize regret is to work bravely. Checkpoint. Every day you build a body of work that stands as a testament to your time on Earth. Consider the following. 1. Do you tend to take ownership of your words and actions, or do you cast blame? How can you better own the outcomes of your work? 2. Who can you put courage into today? This week? 3. What new skill do you need to develop, even if it might cause you to look incompetent for a season? 4. What are the personal values that drive your decisions? Write them out and keep them in front of you consistently throughout the week. Action step. Consider one brave action that you need to take in your work this week. When will you act?